Chapter 35. Gorley's nails dug into the palms of his hands.
She knows. She knows. She knows.
He wanted to make a dash for the patio. To jump.
Surely I can turn into something that can fly. A dracus, perhaps.
She rose from her chair and stood on the dais. Her body was tall and magnificent. Her robes were dark, ornate, and finely crafted. Her black hair was pushed up under a crown of silver leaflets.
Cleverness is a survivor's skill,
she said coolly, walking down the steps. Her dark, beautiful gaze met his.
Are you a survivor?
He had never felt panic until now. The woman had presence. Her words were powerful and hypnotic. He wanted to fall on his knees and beg for mercy. Confess everything. His knees started to bend.
I can't do this.
She came closer.
Well?
Gorley's tongue clove to the roof of his mouth. Every joint in his body had frozen, but his eyes remained on hers.
She's going to kill me. So beautiful. So frightening.
He stirred but did not speak. She stopped a foot short of him, eye to eye. Her dark eyes searched his from underneath lavender eyelids. Her thin lips were pursed in curiosity. Her fragrance drifted into his nose, a sweet musk, invigorating. She licked the top row of her white teeth, ran fingers of one hand through his hair. He tingled.
She knows, she knows. She knows.
25 years I've been looking for you.
She doesn't know. Yes.
She circled him, and a long black tail gently swept side to side behind her.
Whoa. Black scales. What did Bezog say about the return of the black scales?
She ran her fingers over his scaled arms and said with a purr,
I see the rumors are true. You have indeed become more dragon.
She put her lips to his ear.
Now we just have to finish the rest of you, Nath Dragon.
She strolled toward the table with an unusual sway in her tail-laden hips.
Come, sit, talk.
She glanced over her shoulder at him.
And I'll fill you like you've never been filled before.
His stomach gurgled. She threw back her hair, laughed. And took a seat at the backless head chair.
Come. Come.
Gorley's limbs loosened, and he took his first step forward, keeping his eyes on hers the entire time.
I can't believe I'm about to be seated at the table with the most powerful person in Nalzimbor. Be Nath Dragon. Be Nath Dragon. Be Nath Dragon.
He sat down opposite her. She clapped her hands. A pair of young women in knee-length deep purple robes appeared from behind the curtains. Covered silver platters and a carafe of wine were carried to the grand table and set down. The young women stood silent and pretty, with their hands down at their sides.
Even dragons can get hungry,
Celine said.
And they get very difficult when they hunger. Don't they now, Nath?
Oh, no. Is she saying Nath's entire name?
She was. On and on it went. Fascinated with dragons, Gorley had requested that Nath repeat it to him once. Nath had obliged. That day had been more regrettable than enlightening, and he was a patient one. Now he was starving, frightened. His thoughts raced.
No person has ever recited a dragon name before. Therefore, she's a dragon. And I know what they say. It takes a dragon to know a dragon. How long can I fool her? I'm in for...
The smell of blood seeping out from under the silver lids was torture. An hour went by. He wanted to stop the woman, but interrupting a dragon was rude. Very rude among their kind. The second hour passed. One of the serving girls swayed, Her knees buckled and she collapsed on the ground. Celine's lips continued to utter one intricately long syllable after the other. Gourley's head bobbed. His chin dipped down. He caught himself nodding off time and again.
Almost over. Almost over. I think it's almost over. Does she talk slower than Nath?
The second girl collapsed. The sun dipped down on the west-facing patio, and finally Celine stopped. Her engaging eyes waited on his lips.
So,
Gourley said, reaching for the silver platter.
I guess I'm not the only one.
He lifted the lid of it.
I hope you don't mind if I serve myself, seeing how your non-dragon servants...
He peeked over the table.
...have pillowed on the floor.
He shook his head.
Maybe your Drakus would make for better servants. They're horrible fighters.
They caught you,
she reminded him. He lifted the lid off the plate. Sliced hunks of meat and cheeses were on there.
Ah, yes.
He grabbed the platter with both hands. He picked the entire thing up, set it before himself, and ate, chewing up one large chunk at a time, barely keeping his ravenous hunger under control. Celine's eyes widened.
Your manners are surprising, even for a hungry dragon.
He barely heard the words she said.
Food. I'll never undervalue you again.
Sorry, but I'm so hungry I could eat a dragon.
She huffed a laugh.
Fine. Fill yourself. You'll need it.
He tossed a meatless turkey bone on the platter and went for the wine. Not because he thirsted, but to let her know he didn't fear her. He filled a goblet for him and one for her.
Thanks for the food,
he said, smiling and sitting back down.
Aren't you drinking?
She pushed the goblet away.
I'm not thirsty.
He shrugged, tipped the goblet to his lips, and finished it in one gulp. He set the goblet down, leaned back, tapped his chest, and burped. He picked his teeth with his claws.
Don't seem so formidable. Keep her off guard. Guessing. Nath says women are captivated by that.
Now, what were you saying about the Drakus capturing me? Is that what they told you? I surrendered?
And why would you do that?
He leaned forward on the table and said,
so I could meet the one who's behind all this.
Her face brightened.
I knew you would come,
she said, picking up her goblet. She made a slight toast.
You think you can save the world, don't you?
Who better than me?
She took a long drink.
Well, Nath, you will be disappointed.
And why is that?
He said.
Because I am not trying to destroy the world.
Then what are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to run it.
She set her goblet down.
And I want you to help me. But first, there is one last test that you must pass.
Wait a moment,
he said.
I'm not going to help you do anything. There's no reason to test me.
Oh,
she said, cocking her head.
But you did so well on the first two. The roof, starvation, your name that I speak. But I'm still not sold you are the true Nath Dragon.
She does know. Gads.
And I'm not sure you're the true High Priestess. But I'm not going to test you on it. You seem plenty wicked to me, judging by all the ugly faces. Why test me?
She slammed her fist on the table. Gourley's strength had returned with the food, and he wanted to laugh.
Evil is so impatient.
Because you are my prisoner.
She got up and walked away.
Kryzak, come.
The brass doors opened, and in the war cleric came. He did a quick up-and-down kneel.
Yes, my queen.
Secure him in the deep.
The deep?
As you wish.
He motioned the Drakus over with his arm. The dragon-like men jogged over and picked him up by the arms.
And I thought you were going to fill me with interesting conversation,
Gourley said, being hauled away.
I did fill you, fool. And it's only a matter of time before it takes effect.
Gourley got a bad feeling.
Great. She's toying with me. That food must have been undercooked.
Chapter 36.